I find it hard to look back to Burundi because I have always tried to look ahead, always. Even as I think these words, looking out my window in Brooklyn, I realize I am nevertheless looking back. I live in a spacious apartment with six windows facing the water of New York Harbor. It is on the top floor of an apartment building so large it occupies the entire block between Shore Road and the Narrows Avenue, next to the Verrazzona Bridge. Below Shore Road lies the Belt Parkway, and below the Belt lies the Shore Promenade, and then the harbor, and across the harbor, Staten Island. I like to sit by my living room window, 6 feet wide, and gaze at the view. I gaze at it every day of the year, and not once have I tired of it. When I lower my eyes, I look at a rose garden and the water fountains and the trees. And when I lift my eyes, I watch crews and cargo ships pass by. These ships are enormous, and they come from all over the world, from Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Caribbean, bringing people and merchandise to New York. Local ferries and small boats and yachts go by faster than the great ships, which move slowly toward the harbor and slowly seaward toward the Narrows. Every cruise ship that passes grabs my attention. When there are no boats or ships out there, I find myself gazing long and longingly at a distant view. Instead of New York Harbor, I see a view from the hilltop in Kiguto, my native village in Burundi. I look out over Lake Tanganyika, the world's longest lake and the second deepest, toward the peninsula of Ubwari in the dark mountains of eastern Congo. I stare at the distant view and begin to journey back in thought. Then a cruise ship passes in front of me, grabs my attention, brings me back to Brooklyn, and makes me realize, as if awakened from a dream, that I was looking back. And I hear a voice stored somewhere in my mind, telling me not to look back. It is the voice of my brother Honoré, telling me, as if I had never heard it before, the story of Rod's wife, who looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Hearing Honoré's voice in my mind takes me right back to Burundi, when I returned there during my winter break from Williams College. I still see the image of Honoré, standing in the yellow savanna grass dotted with small eucalyptus. He is telling me not to look back. Years before, our mother, Maman Clémence, had given me the same advice more gently, saying to always look ahead. However, my older brother drilled, "Don't look back," into my psyche, so much so that it has disturbed me, causing a mixed effect, neither steadily looking ahead nor daring to fully look back, as if I have become a pillar of salt. Vladimir Nabokov wrote in Speak Memory that time is a prison, and I sometimes feel as if I am one of its inmates.